This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Finally, the Twins have won another game. They snapped a six-game skid with a 5-1 victory over the Royals in Kansas City yesterday. Cody Clemens homered and says, yes, it's nice to get a victory.
It's been a tough stretch. You just got to, you know, wash the bad games as soon as they're over with, and, you know, you got a next game the next day. So just kept keeping our heads, you know, straight and trying to continue to have good at-bats. You know, Bailey threw the ball really well today for us. That was awesome to see. And we put some runs on the board, so it was a nice win.
Byron Buxton also homered. Bailey Obrey got the win. The Twins visit Anaheim tonight. The AAA Saints lost for a ninth straight game. They fell at Louisville 6-1 yesterday. Some just awful news out of New Jersey this morning. The sister of Timberwolves star Naz Reid was shot and killed. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says Tarora Reid was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds near the exit of an apartment building in Jackson Township. Jackson Township police officers responded to calls reporting of shots fired and found a 29-year-old man, Shaquille Green, who was taken into custody. The prosecutor's office say investigators determined Green was in a romantic relationship with Reid, and the office announced Saturday that Green faces charges including murder and unlawful possession of a weapon. The Vikings are set to take on the Bears in Chicago tonight in Monday Night Football. That opens the NFL season for both clubs. Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell says it has to be a team effort to fill the shoes of veteran safety Harrison Smith, who will be out tonight with illness.
You're never going to be able to totally replicate the experience and the understanding and feel of our defensive scheme, but at the same time, those guys have gotten a lot of reps together, whether you're talking, you know, Jay Ward, Theo, and in there with Josh Metellus and whatever other groupings Flo's got up for the game. I feel really encouraged by the work those guys have put in, and that's not just this week.
Tonight's game will kick off at 7:15. This is MNN Sports.